Hey, good morning. Let's begin. We have a lot to do today. Today's daf is Ayin Hey 75. We are picking up on Ayin Dalid Amud Beis. So our shir this morning, first of all, is dedicated by Seid and Simahikin for the entire month, for the entire Yamim Noraim, in the schos of the Yamim Noraim and in the schos of the Ksiva Vachasimot Torah for all of Klal Yisrael. The entire month of learning is also dedicated by Adam Yudit Ben Zev, as well as by Mr. Isaac Samuel, La'alias Nishmas, his beloved wife, Esther Baz Harav Yachmiel Meir HaKoin. We hope that at the merit of our time of Torah, the Shem will have an aliyah. So let's begin. So we left off yesterday, Bo'u Minei, it's on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis 74b, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up on the bottom. So, Bo'u Minei Rabbi Ami, Ben Noach Mitzuva Al Kiddushas Hashem, O In Mitzuva Al Kiddushas Hashem. So we'll say the question the Gemara was asking, is the Ben Noach obligated in Kiddushas Hashem, in Kiddush Hashem? Now, what does that mean? What that means is the following. We've established that there are Shem Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So Kiddush Hashem means we saw that there are certain things for which a Jew must die rather than go ahead and violate. So we saw that already in yesterday's daf. So the shaila is, does such a concept apply to a Ben Noach or not? So the Gemara says, it must be that only, it must be not. There's no Kiddush Hashem. Why? Because again, we know there are Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. There are seven Noachide laws, and if B'nei Noach were Mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem, so also what that means is, somebody were to tell a Ben Noach, I'm going to kill you or eat Eivor Min HaChai. For argument's sake, I'm going to kill you or worship Avodah Zarah. So Kiddush Hashem would mean that a Ben Noach would be obligated to give up his life rather than violate. So Abai says, look, we know that there are Sheva Mitzvot Ben Noach. There are seven. If indeed a Ben Noach was Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, then what? Then what? Using our higher mathematical skills, there would have been eight. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rava Inhu B'chalav Yisrael. Not necessarily, because Kiddush Hashem need not be its own independent mitzvah. Meaning Kiddush Hashem can simply be an appendage of the already existing mitzvahs. Meaning, if you accept the premise of Kiddush Hashem, then what that does is that's automatically built in to the mitzvahs themselves. My Haviyala, Snus, what's the answer? Amri Avad Barava, Amri Bey, Rav, Ksiv. Thank you. Ksiv, Ladav Raza, Yislach Hashem, Lavdecha, Bevo Adoni Abbeis Rimo, Lishtacha Voshama, Vomishon Al Yadi Lishtacha Visi. So it's actually an incredible maisa. So remember again, this is by Naaman. So Naaman was one of the generals of Aram, and he was stricken with tzaras. He could not find a cure. He comes to Eliyahu HaNavi, to Elisha, and Elisha tells him to bathe in the Jordan rivers. He bathes in the Jordan rivers, he's healed, and he recognizes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a result, he accepts God, and he repudiates idolatry. So everyone, we have one problem. What's the one problem? That when I go with my master, with the king, to Beis Rimon, this was a place, so the king bows down to his idolatry, the king is older, and in order for him to get back up, I have to bow with him to lift him back up. So I'm not worshipping the idolatry. But I'm just going to tell you, as part of my job, I have to bow down in front of the idol, not to worship the idol, but to help the king get back up. Uksiv, what does Elisha say? Vayomer lo lech l'shalom. Elisha says, okay, atzlach rabba. Atzlach rabba. So we'll say, so what does that sound like, atzlach rabba? Top of Ayin Hei. V'im Isa lo le mole. So 1 second. If indeed a Gentile is obligated in Kiddush Hashem, then Elisha should have said what? Listen, Naaman, if you're really about tshuva, right, a Gentile about tshuva, and you really want to be, you know, spiritually genuine, then you know what? Sorry, you can't bow down to the idol. It's going to put your life at risk. No. You know, that's one of the things. Of all those others, one of the things. You have to be ready to dial Kiddush Hashem. But yet, Elisha doesn't say that. Elisha says, you know, lech l'shalom, hatzlach harabah, which I will say sounds like a Gentile is not mitzvah al Kiddush Hashem. To which the Gemara says, it's not a question. Habetzina habetfarhesya. To which the Gemara says, it's two different things. What was happening with Naaman and the king in Beis Rimon was Betzina, was in private. So we'll say, so a Gentile, even if you want to say that he's Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, is not Mitzvah Betzina, he's only Mitzvah Befarhesya. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amrav. Maisa Abadim Echad, Rabbi said, is an amazing Maisa. Maisa Abadim Echad. Rechat Adonai, Elohim, Melech Olam, Shakon, Yepit Varo. Maisa Abadim Echad. Shenasan Einav Bein V'isha Achos. So we'll say there was a man who went ahead and set his eyes upon a particular woman. In other words, he lusted after a particular woman. V'he'ela libo tino. Literally, Rabbo said he became deathly ill over it. He became deathly ill over her. Mamash is like a new understanding of love sick. Or really, it's lust sick, not really love sick. So at the point that he's sick over this. So they went to the doctors. They said, "Nu, what should we do for this guy?" And he said, "This guy has no remedy unless he has relations with her." I don't know about their education or certification or things like that, right? But I'm sorry, go for a second opinion, right? But Lamaisa, this was the Matzias. He's mamish lovesick, and the only way for him to do it. So Amru Chachamim, Yamos Vati Ba. So the Chacham said, okay, so what time should we schedule the levaya for? Otherwise, we're not gonna let him engage in relations with this woman. So the doctors are trying to figure out the solution to this. Fine. Tamo the fun of Aruma. So let her at least stand unclothed in front of him. Perhaps that'll satisfy his desire and to live. To which again the Bezin responds, Yamos va'al samot al the fun of Aruma. Bezin says, no, it's totally inappropriate. So better for him to die than for her to stand naked in front of him. Tisaper ino me'achore hageder. Could they at least speak to each other? It can mean one of two things. Either it could mean, again, let them be secluded together to speak behind the fence, or it can mean let them speak together between the fence. Either way, so the Gemara says, Yomos, saper imo me'achore together. So the Bezin said, I'm sorry, can't do it. Can't do it. Better for him to die than to speak with her behind the fence. So the Gemara says, what's happening over here? So pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idiv Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani. Chatzar will say, so obviously the fundamental question in this whole case is, who is this woman? Who is this woman? So the Gemara says, Chad Amar Eshet Ish Haisa. One says that she was a married woman. The Chad Amar Pnuya Haisa. One says that she was single. So according to one who says that she was a married woman, I understand the Beis Din's responses, because again, she's an erva. So the Gemara says, but according to the one who says that ultimately, again, she was a single girl, why all of this? Why the need to... In other words, again, I will say, remember, so if a man has relations with a woman who's a penuya, who's unmarried, so again, there's no isur d'oraisa in that, assuming she's not a nida, assuming she goes to the mikvah first. So lemaisa, again, meaning it's inappropriate, it's wrong, but lemaisa, again, it's not a chiyav nisa. So what's happening over here? So the Gemara says, Rav Papa ar mishum pegam mishpacha. Rav Papa says, because at the end of the day, even if the woman was willing to cooperate with this to save the guy's life, there's an incredible pegam on the mishpacha. There's an incredible embarrassment for the family, and she has no right, and he has no right, to bring that embarrassment upon her family. Rav Acharei Dravika Amar, Kadesh lo yubnos Yisrael perutzos ba'arayos. I will say, and again, here's something very interesting. And this, by the way, is also interesting because here's where you get into the concept as well of Das Torah. So sometimes Chazal have the ability to see things not just for what they are, but ultimately, again, for what they can become. So Chazal were concerned, that Bezin was concerned, that if we allow this, it can open the door for all type of inappropriate and immoral relationships. Look at Rashi. Shelo yubnos Yisrael perutos barayos, la'amor b'fnei anoshim, lo seis behem einayim, v'imasrum lahem libya. It will say, if you set a precedent like this, that a guy comes over to a woman and says, listen, mamish, if I don't have you, I'm going to die. I don't have you, I'm going to... So you'll understand, again, you're setting a very, very, very tricky precedent for things going forward. And therefore, again, we'll say, now again, it could very well be, by the way, that the doctor's assessment of the situation was correct and the guy was going to die. May be. But sometimes, again, Chazal say, you have to be willing to sacrifice one life for the greater good. So at the end of the day, again, if we have to draw the line over here in order that we not have a systematic breakdown of morality. So we'll say, get ready for this. Balintzava. So I don't understand, isn't there a much easier situation over here? Let's assume she's a single girl. So we understand that this is fraught with complications if she's married. But if she's single, there's such an easy remedy to this. What's the easy remedy? Get married. Let him marry her. Right? Balintzava. Mitnsik. We'll say, this is amazing. And it's amazing the timing of this Gemara. Minsav lo mi'as vedaite. No. Because if he were to marry her, his desires would not be satisfied. We'll say, what does that mean? It's incredible, incredible. The Gemara says, we'll say, it's an amazing Gemara. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, tam bia, literally again, the taste or the pleasure of bia has been removed. The nitname la over avera, meaning the full tam bia has been removed from permissible relationships and can only truly be found in illegal relationships, illicit relationships. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Miyom shechara beis hamikdash, kashal hakoach midagos rabos." I will say again, the koach has been compromised. Our koach, our vitality has been compromised in so many worries. Ve'in ruach kama be'ish lios tayv le'ishto, lefichach nital tam bia, v'nital ma'ovre avera, she'itzahara tokfan umar beta'avasa. So we'll see, here with Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, to tell the guy to marry her, that's not what's going to satisfy him. What's ultimately going to satisfy him is his ability to what, I will say? His ability to what? To have the forbidden fruit. Meaning that's what's at play over here. So the Gemara says, Shetshene emar, mayim genuvim mimtaku, as Chazal say, stolen waters are sweeter, velesen starim yinaim, and stolen bread or secretive bread is always more pleasant. So we'll say, look at this Gemara, what does that mean? That from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so there's no tambiya in marriage? And what a strange statement. We hope it's not true. What Chazal is saying it, we'll say, I think what it means is the following. What it means is, from the times that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, there are so many daigos, there are so many difficulties, so many challenges. So what do people do when they're faced with challenges? You know, sometimes, if you have challenges, of course, your first order of business is solve it. But sometimes you can't solve your challenges. So often, what do people do when they can't solve their challenges? They escape. So I will say, I think what the Gemara is saying, I mean, there's not one answer to that question. I'm sure there are many answers to that question. But the idea is they escape. So we'll say, so what does it mean to escape? So I think that's what Chazal is saying. That one of the ways in which people escape from the times, from the pressures of life, is through the pleasures of illicit things. That's one of the escape mechanisms. People could live in a more pleasurable reality for a little bit. And we'll say this again. You know, this is our challenge in our day and age with Shmira Seinayim, with even watching and being vigilant with what we look at. And so often that Nisayon comes up in times when people feel challenged, and in times when people feel stressed, and times when people feel a whole variety of different things, because it's an easy escape. It's just an easy escape. That's what Chazal is saying over here. The guy can't marry her because in reality what he's probably looking for is some type of escape. That escape is not going to be given to him in the framework of a normative relationship, but rather, again, it comes in the form of the forbidden fruit. Hadron Aloch ben Sorer Umora. So let's say we go weiter. Beilan Yisrafen. We'll say, onto lighter notes. Right? These are the people who are killed with Sreifa. So let's say, so again, remember, Sreifa, just so you understand, I know we spoke about this many times, Sreifa, we never burn someone at the stake, although we saw Gemara, where there was a Beis Din who did that. They made a mistake, a little bit of a misunderstanding about what Sreifa was, so they burnt them at the stake, but under normal circumstances, when we'll discuss this, Sreifa is pouring molten lead down the throat of the individual. So it results in instantaneous death because it just literally incinerates the person from the inside. But that's Sreifa. So who gets Sreifa? Habal Isha Ubita. So man who goes ahead and has relations with a woman and her daughter. Ubas Kohen Shazinsa, the daughter of a Kohen who goes ahead and commits Zinus. This is the married daughter of a Kohen who commits Zinus. Yesh Bechlal Isha Ubita. I will say, so when we talk about a woman and her daughter, the following relationships are included. Yeshu Chal Isha Bito, the following. Bito, his daughter, Ubas Bito, the daughter of his daughter, meaning his granddaughter. Ubas Bino, his granddaughter from his son. Ubas Ishto, the daughter of his wife, even if that is not his biological daughter. Ubas Bita, the daughter of his wife's daughter. Ubas Bino, the daughter of his wife's son. Chamoso, his mother-in-law. Ve'im Chamoso, the mother of his mother-in-law, meaning his wife's grandmother. Ve'im Chamov, and the mother of his father-in-law. All of these individuals are both, fall under the umbrella of Sreifa. Says the Gemara, Haba al Isha Shenasa Bita Lo Katani. Both say, the Gemara makes an interesting observation. It doesn't say that if a man has relations with a woman, Shenasa Bita, whose daughter he married, who says, Haba al Isha Shenasa Bita, if a man has relations with a woman whose daughter he married, the Mishnah doesn't say that. So the Gemara says, Elo, Haba al Isha Ubita. Rather, the way the Mishnah phrases it is, if a man has relations with a woman and her daughter, Michlal, Ditarvayu li'isura. So we'll say, it sounds like, again, both the Isha and the Bita, the wife and the daughter, in this case, the Mishnah, are both covered under the same type of Isra. Umaninu. So we'll say, so who is this? Chamoso ve'im chamoso. So we'll say, in fact, again, two women who are covered under the same Isra. We'll say an example of that would be a mother-in-law and a mother-in-law's mother. So, meaning a wife's mother and a wife's grandmother. So the Gemara says, V'katani, yesh bechlal isha ubita. And yet the Mishnah says again, that there is included in this umbrella of isha ubita, michlal detarvayu ksivi behedja. So we'll say that in first of us, that both of these isurim are explicitly written. But is that true? V'hanech midrasha asya. But I will say, chamoso, and aim chamoso, the prohibition of a mother-in-law, and the prohibition ultimately again of a mother-in-law's mother, are both darshined out. So we'll say, according to Abayi, who says that we go ahead and we can darshin mashmos, in other words, we can infer things from psukim. So that would be the point of contention. And if that's the point, masnisin money. And we'll say, whose opinion does our Mishnah reflect? Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah would reflect the view of Rabbi Akiva, who says that we darshin mashmos. Ela l'rava da'amar chamoso. Says, no, the point of contention is whether or not a mother-in-law is permitted after the death of a wife. Or so what does this mean? A man is married to a woman, so obviously as long as he's married to a woman, to that woman, so her mother is prohibited to him. What happens if she dies? Is the husband now still prohibited to his former mother-in-law? Or now that the wife is gone, the mother-in-law becomes permitted? So the Gemara says, Amr l'cha rava tani habasims. I'm sorry. So el rava damer chamos la'achamisi kibinam masnisin money. According to we'll say that approach, that's the point of contention. Whose opinion does the Mishnah reflect? Amr l'cha rava. Rava would say tani haba al isha shenasabita. So therefore, we'll say Rava says you're right. You have to actually change the wording of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case, the paradigmatic case of isha ubita, is not mother-in-law and mother-in-law's mother, but rather again, it's a case of where you marry a woman and ultimately again what? Then her mother becomes prohibited to you. So that's what it means when it says isha ubita. The wife herself is not prohibited, but as a result of the marriage to the wife, the mother becomes prohibited. Yesh bichlal isha ubita chamoso ve'im chamoso ve'im chamov. So what's included in this umbrella of isha ubita is a mother-in-law, is a mother-in-law, the mother-in-law's mother, and a father-in-law's mother. So la abaye id tikabay lemisne im chamov tani nami im chamoso ve'im chamoso. So I will say, according to Abaye, the Mishnah just wants to preserve symmetry. And since the Mishnah is coming to teach us that the mother of the mother-in-law is going to be Aser, therefore the Mishnah also teaches us that Chamoso ve'im Chamoso ultimately teaches me, I'm sorry, I just read that wrong. Since the Mishnah wants to teach me that what? That the mother of my father-in-law is also going to be usher to me. Therefore, the Mishnah also throws in there who? Mother-in-law and mother of mother-in-law. The Rava, Aydi dekabay lemisne im chamov ve'im chamoso, tani nami chamoso. Both according to Rava, on the other hand, since the Mishnah wants to teach me that a man is prohibited to the mother of his father-in-law and to the mother of his mother-in-law, the Mishnah also includes mother-in-law, even though you don't need the Mishnah to include mother-in-law. Why not? Because we'll see, you find that explicitly in the Pasuk. Minhani midi. So we'll say, so from where do we know this? The Tanur Abana. Ish asher yikach es isha ves ima. So we'll say, if a man will go ahead and take a mother and her daughter, so the Pasuk tells us that ultimately, again, that individual, or that zimahi, it's an illicit act, and ultimately, again, they are put to death. So the Gemara says, Eimli ela isha v'ima. I only know that it refers to a woman and her mother. Bas isha ubas bita. Ubas bina minai. And I will say, how do I know that it also applies to a wife's daughter, to a daughter's daughter, and to a son's daughter? Where do I know that from? Ne'emar kan zima. So I will say, it says that by the prohibition of a mother-in-law, the word zima. Ve'ne'emar lahalon zima. And it says by the prohibition of bas ishto, of the daughter of one's wife, zima. Ma'al lahalon bito bas bita. Ubas bina. I will say, just like again in that case, it means daughter. Daughter of the daughter and daughter of the son. So to afkan, bita, ubas bita, ubaspina. So too over here, Bosei means daughter, daughter of the daughter, and daughter of the son. So make a gzera shava ultimately again between mother-in-law and between the daughter of one's wife. So the Gemara says, minayin lasos scharm kinekevos. How do I know to make men like women? Now Bosei, now we don't know what that means at first. Gemara is going to explain it. So what? But what does that mean to make men, to make zucharm like nekevos? Ne'amar kan zima. It says over here zima. Ne'amar lahalon zima. And I will say it says over there zima. Ma lahalon zcharm kinekevos. Just like over there, we treat men like women. Again, we'll define what that means in just a little bit. Afkan zcharm kinekevos. So to over here, we will treat zcharm like nekevos. Minayin lasos lemata kilamalo. I will say, how do I know? Now this is also very interesting. Again, we don't know what any of these phrases mean. This is a braisa. We're going to define the braisa in just a little bit. How do I know to make that which is below like that which is above? Ne'amar kan zima v'ne'amar lahalon zima. So we'll say, same gzeir shalom. Ma lahalon lemata kilamalo. Just like over there, we treat the lower like the upper. And again, we don't know what it means yet. Af kalamata ulamalo. Uma kalamalo kilamata. Af lahalon lemalo kilamata. Okay. So we'll say now we're going to dissect this braisa. Omer Mar, minayin lasos zecharm kinekevos. So we'll say, remember the braisa said, how do we know to treat men like women? What does that mean? My zecharm kinekevos. Ilema bas bina kibas bita. If you want to say that, it means to say that the prohibition on a son's daughter is just like a daughter's daughter. That's what it means to lasos zecharm kinekevos. Bahadi adadi kasinan. Well, we'll say we learn them together, meaning they're brought down together. So I don't need another drasha to teach me that. I don't need a brisa to tell me that. Rather, we'll say what it means is to tell me that the prohibition of the mother of my father-in-law is just like the prohibition of the mother of my mother-in-law. Hashta, eim chamoso lo kamalon, eim chama mihadrila. So the Gemara says, 1 second. We're trying to prove that im chamoso is usser, that the mother of your mother-in-law is usser. We haven't even established that yet. Now you're going to tell me that we're learning based on that the mother of the father-in-law is usser. So in other words, it doesn't make sense. We haven't established we're still trying to figure out how we know that the mother of a mother-in-law is usser. We'll say, so you can't then use mother of a mother-in-law to then serve as a proof that what? That the mother of the father-in-law is going to be usser. Amar Beizer will say, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say. Minayin lasos she'er haba mimenu ki she'er haba mimeno. So what it says the Gemara like this. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Abaye, hay zecharm nekevos, alav v'al ishto kamar. When the Braisa says we make zecharm like nekevos, it's referring to the man and his wife. Achi kamar, minayin lasos she'er haba mimenu dahinu bito ubaspino. Ubaspito, Manasuso, the love bichlal ishobita. So Bosei, what the Gemara essentially says over here is the following. How do we know that essentially for Arayo's purposes, we treat his offspring, She'er Haba Mimenu, like her offspring? To which the Gemara says, Ne'emar kan zima, Ne'emar lahalon zima. So Bosei, how do we learn that? We learn that from the Gzereshava between Chamosa, between mother in law, and Basbino. Basbito, excuse me, the daughter of the daughter. It says over here Zima, it says over there Zima, and again, so on and so forth. But when it comes to his offspring, the Torah does not employ the lashon of Zima. Asya Zima. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdumi says, we make a gzer shava of Hena, and Zima. So we'll say a two-pronged Gzer Shava, which ultimately teaches us that his offspring has the same Arayos status as her offspring. Amar Mar, Minay Lasos Lemata Kilamalo. So we'll say, how do we know to make that which is below like that which is above? So what does that mean? So we'll say, Mai Lemata Kilamalo. We'll say, what does that mean? Ilema Baspina Ubaspita Kibita. So we'll say, maybe you want to say like this. Maybe what Lemata Kilamalo means the following. That generations under him should be like generations above him. And we'll say, what does that mean? That how do we know to treat Basbino Basbita, the daughter of his son, and the daughter of his daughter are the same prohibition as his daughter? That's what it means to treat Lamata on the family tree, their generations below, Kilimala, like the generations above. Just like you've established the prohibition with one's daughter, so Moshe says, how do I know that the offspring of the daughter, for that matter, the offspring of the son, have the same level of prohibition? To which the Gemara says, "Ilim abaspino baspita kibita bahadik hadadikasin." Moshe says, that can't be. You don't need a separate drasha for that. Why? Because they're all taught together. Ella im chamov ve im chamoso ki chamoso. Rather, I will say, how do I know that the mother of my mother of the mother-in-law and the mother of the father-in-law are treated like the same prohibition as the mother-in-law? Says the Gemara, hi, lemata kilamala, but that's not a case of below like above, that's lemala kilamata. I will say, the imagery, now you understand the lashon. If you imagine, by the way, like a family tree. So what the Gemara is trying to figure out, the Gemara is suggesting over here, what the Braisa was asking is, how do I know that the prohibition of the mother-in-law and the mother of the father-in-law are just like what? The prohibition of the mother-in-law. So we'll say, so the Gemara says, well, that would be called, how do I know that lemala, that which is above, which refers to the earlier generations, are like lemata, the same din as the subsequent generations. To which the Gemara says, you're right, Tani lemala kilemata. You're right. Read it instead to say, how do I know that lemala, which refers to the mother of the mother-in-law and the mother of the father-in-law, have the same prohibition as the mother-in-law? Iyachi, if that's the case, Nemar kanzima v'nemar lalanzima. If that's the case, I will say, can we learn that? Says the Gemara from Gzeir Shafa. Umahashta inhu lok siva zima vido ksiva. So we'll say, again, by them it doesn't, by those cases, right, in this situation, it doesn't say zima, didok siva. I'm rabbi hachikamar, this is what we say. We'll say, first white line, ayin heimad base. I'm rabbi hachikamar, minayin lasos shlosha doros lemalo, kishlosha doros lemata. So we'll say, advice, what it means is, how do I know to essentially equate the three upper generations with the three lower generations? So the Gemara says the following. If you look at Rashi for just a moment, it's the first white line in Rashi. Rashi is minay lasos lemalo me ishto shlosha doros leiser. So we'll say, how do I know to make the three generations from one's wife? So what are the three generations? Dahinu em chamov shudar shlishi leishto v'chein em chamos. So we'll say those three ultimately would be the mother-in-law, the mother-in-law's mother, and the father-in-law's father. Father-in-law's mother. So we'll say, so those are the quote-unquote, it's not actually three generations, it's three people in two different generations. So the Gemara says, Halki karaminayin laso shlosha doros lemalo, kishlosha doros lemato. Look at the next Rashi, second white line, kishlosha doros lemato, kimo shem atzinu sha huzzar vene'enash lemato himena shlosha doros, dahinu bas bita, v'chein bas bina. So we'll say again, how do I know to make the three upper generations, which refers to mother-in-law, mother-in-law's mother, father-in-law's mother, like the three lower generations? Well, so who are the three lower generations? Daughter, daughter's daughter, and son's daughter. So how do I know? It's not much that gives like you know what I'm saying, the sandwich generation, right? So how do I know to go ahead and make the upper arayos, right? We're calling them three generations, but it's really just two generations, three people. So the three generations above, like the three generations below, to which the Gemara says, Ne'emar lemata zimo. It says by the lower generations, zimo. Ve'ne'emar lemala zimo. And it says by the upper generations, zimo. Malamato shlosha doros. Just like it will say below, it's referring to three generations. Af lemalo shlosha doros. So to above, it also covers all three generations. Uma ba'onesh. Asa lemata kilamalo. And it will say, just like when it comes to the punishment, so now we equate the upper generations, the lower generations, like the upper ones. Af bazhara. Nami asa lemala kilamata. So we'll say so too for the prohibition, because remember again, what we've already established multiple times is that halacha lemaisa, in order to go ahead and punish for a particular infraction, there has to be an azhara. There can't just be a mention of an onesh, but there has to be a warning. So we'll say essentially what we've done over here is we've made the gzeira shava between what we call the lower three generations, daughter, daughter's daughter, son's daughter, and the upper three generations, mother, mother-in-law, mother-in-law's mother, father-in-law's mother, and we've equated them both for punishment purposes as well as for warning purposes. We mahi em ima asura, afhu em imo asura. So we'll say if that's the case, I would say, just as with the wife, right? Em ima, the mother of her mother is asur. So to him, you would have to say, em imo, his grandmother is also asur. Amr Abai, Amr Kra, Imchahi. Basik says, she is your mother. Mishum imo ata mechaivo. A man is chayiv for relations with his mother. Vi'i ata mechaivo mishum eim imo. But I will say, I could dash in from that the prohibition of incest only applies to one's mother, but lav davka, that it applies to one's grandmother. Rava Amar Rava says, Bein lemando Amar, don mine umina. Ubein lemando Amar, don mina v'uki ba'asra, lo asya. So Moshe, listen to this. So this is actually an interesting exegetical machlokis, how we darshan things. So don minei umina abosim means the following. When you're learning something out from a particular source, so ultimately, again, when in doubt about the particular halacha, you learn that out from the source. That's don mina umine. On the other hand, don minei v'uki ba'asra abosim means when you're trying to learn something out, something new out, so you use the source up to a certain point, but ultimately, again, when in doubt, you try to establish the halacha based on, not the source, but we'll call it based on the destination. I didn't say that. I didn't say that well. The shaila is when you're trying to learn out something new, Abose. So don minei umina means learn out all of the details from the source. Don mina v'uki basrei means at the end of the day, learn out what you can from the source. But where there is ambiguity, you'll have to judge the new limud on its own merit. So the Gemara says, whether you hold don mina umine, or whether you hold don mina v'uki basra lo asir, Rashi says, lo yicholim lilmot esa iser shal enimo. So no matter how you darshan this, it's going to be hard to darshan the prohibition on a man's grandmother. Leman damer don mina umina. So the one who says learn everything out from the source text, mahi aim ima asura, just when it comes to a wife, her mother's mother is asur to you. Af hu nami aim imo asura. So to again, a man's own grandmother, his own mother's mother, is also going to be asura to him. So the Gemara says, "Eni Masur Umina," and I will say, "We can learn out furthermore from the source." Mahi Bisreifa Afunami Bisreifa. It will say, just as ultimately again, punishment with, or I should say, illicit relations with her relatives would bring Sreifa. So too, again, he would also get Sreifa. Leman Damar Sreifa Chamur Ikala Mifrach. But I will say, according to the opinion, it says that Sreifa is considered to be more chamur. Sreifa is more chamur. One could ask the question. Malihi shekein ima b'sreifa tomar b'hu she'imo b'skila. We'll say that one could ask the question that with her, with the women from the wife's side, so relations with her mother carries the penalty of sreifa. For the man, penalty with relations with his mother carries the penalty of skila va'od imo b'skila. Amy mo b'sreifa. He'll say, how could it be that relations with his own mother will be punishable by skila, but yet relations with the grandmother will be punishable by sreifa? Va'od mahi lo chalakta ba. So I'll say, furthermore, again, just like by the wife, when it comes to the prohibitions with her relatives, we did not distinguish between mother and her mother's mother. So we'll say, so too by him, you can't make a distinction between his mother and his grandmother. And the one who says that skila is more chamer, based on this question, based on this pircha, ultimately, again, we cannot learn out. Ulaman do amar don mina v'uki ba'asra. It was according to one who says that go ahead and learn out u'udumina, learn out from the source text, but try to establish the halacha in its destination place. Mahi aim ima asura. Just like by the wife, the mother's mother is asura. Afunami aim imo asura. So too by a man, we have to say that his own grandmother is asura as well. Is asur. V'uki ba'asra. And I will say now, establish the halacha in its place. Hasam hu de'bisreifa. It is only in that case, Rabbi said, where there is sreifa, val hacha b'skila. But over here, ultimately, again, it will be punishable by skila. Ki da'ashkechan bi'imo. Rabbi say, why? Because we can't say that his grandmother is going to be any more chamer than his mother. Just like his mother is punishable by skila, so too the grandmother is also punishable by skila. L'ma'adar m'sreifa chamur, ike l'mifrach. Rabbi say, according to the one who says that ultimately, again, sreifa is chamur. One could ask the question, tap of ayin vav, ma'lihi shekein ima b'sreifa, tomar b'hash imo b'skila. So we'll say, ultimately, again, you'd have to say that's what? Just like she, Mali Shekinima Basrefa. Just like both on her side, illicit relations with her mother is punishable by Srefa. So we'll say, so say by him that relations with his mother is punishable by Skila. His grandmother should not be any more chamer than the mother. Va'od, hukihi, he should be no different than her. Mahi lo chalakta ba. Just like on her side, there's no distinction between her daughter and her mother's mother. So too, there should be no distinction between his daughter and his mother's mother. But what's according to one who says that skila is more chamer? Ultimately, again, I both say we would not be able to darshan based on this, the prohibition of aim imo. So we'll stop over here. I want to share with you just a short idea. But I will say we end off in this sugya essentially with the following idea. First of all, you saw the stick machlokes about how to dash up sugim, but I will say also trying to understand how we go ahead. What we've established is the connection between the lower three generations, the upper three generations. Now where the Gemara is holding is trying to figure out ultimately what? Trying to figure out what the nature of the prohibition is on his side versus her side. We've established on her side the din of Sreifa. We've established by his side the din of Skila by his mother. We're trying to still figure out what the punishment would be for illicit relationships with his grandmother. And that Emirat Hashem will resolve in tomorrow's daf. Just a scheduling point. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn Emirat Hashem during the break between Musaf and Mincha, Emirat Hashem. I'll share with you a short idea on Yom Kippur.